Okay, today we're going to learn Sota Daf Ches Amud Beis. We are holding on Daf Ches Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, and first we're going to explain how we're menavel the Sota, and then we're going to discuss can and should men come and see her in this state of disgrace, or is it just something for women to see? And then we'll go on to the next Mishnah, which will discuss the Mida Kenegan Mida of a Sota, and we'll discuss a little bit in the Gemara about the Din Dalad Misos that still exists even Bizman Azeh. So let's get started. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah told us that if the woman was wearing white, we would make sure she wears black. So if she happens to look good in black, it's her color, so then we would make sure that she's wearing ugly clothing. And then we said if she's wearing jewelry, we would remove the jewelry because we want her to be as disgraced as possible. Pshita, if we're going to do things that are menavel her, would we even have a havamina that she's allowed to wear jewelry? Things that, you know, lack of jewelry is not a nivel. Jewelry is a beautification. So of course we're going to take away her jewelry. So what's the chiddush? So it says, with these tachshitim, it's a greater bizayon because it's a busha to be naked wearing jewelry. You look like an idiot when you're when you have no clothing, but you're wearing the accoutrements and the extras. Shaliach artil misani, that a person is not wearing any clothing and he's wearing shoes. Imagine, you know, a person has no clothing on, the person's in his underwear and his shoes. It looks like a fool. So Kamashmul, and that's what the Tanya in our Mishnah tells us, that we even so, we take away her jewelry. It's still considered to be more of a tachshit, more of something that makes her nice to wear the jewelry, so we take that away as well. So main point number one, we remove her jewelry, even though one might think that her jewelry actually makes her look worse in the state of dishevelment. Then we said we bring a rope and tie it around the clothing to hold her clothing up. So, is this rope something that's ma'akev, the sota process? What if you had something that wasn't a chevela mitzri? You had a clip or something that would hold her clothing up. You had suspenders, I don't know, something else that would hold her clothing up. Is it just about achieving that her clothing stays on? Or maybe we say no, that since the sota was chagar lo b'tzilzul, she herself girded herself in something very nice in order to seduce the man, so therefore we dafka bring a chavala mitzri, which is something very not nice, in order to punish her, and therefore maybe it's a halacha, it's not just a practical benefit of keeping her clothing up. So amalei tenisua v'acharkach maybe chavala mitzri v'koshel l'malam midadeh. It says explicitly that the reason we tie the chevela mitzri is so that her clothing does not fall down. So it sounds like it's not a din, it's a practicality. You just have to make sure that her clothing does not fall down. So main point number two is that the purpose of chevela mitzri is only to keep her clothing on, but it's not because there's any special din of chevela mitzri. And then we say that anyone who wants to come see her can come see her. When you say anybody who wants to come see her can see her, it sounds like men and women alike. But then we say that women are allowed to see her, makes it sound like men are not allowed to see her. So Amar Abaye Tirgama Anashim. Abaye says that when the Mishnah says Kol HaRotze, anyone who wants to come see her, doesn't mean anyone. It means any women who want to come see her. Amle Rava Vaha Kol HaRotze Liros Barroa Katani. It's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says anyone who wants to see her. Ella Amar Rava Kol HaRotze Liros Barroa Loshna Gavri Loshna Nashi. V'nashim Chayavos Lirosa. Shnam Rav Nivastru Kol HaNashim Losei Asena Kizim Aschena. That no, men are allowed to see her, says Rava. Women must come see her. So main point number three, machlokas between Abaye and Rava, whether only women are allowed to see the sota in her disgraced state, or even men are allowed to, but women are obligated to see the sota in her disgraced state. So either way, it's clearly more of an inyan for women than it is for men. Now the Mishnah is going to explain the reason that we do each of the things that we do to the sota. It's going to explain the midah keneged midah. But midah shada modid ba modid din but lo. The exact things that a person does, that's how they get punished as well. He kishta esatzma la avera. She dressed herself up for an avera. So what do we do? Hamakom nivra. menavla. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes a mitzvah, gives us a mitzvah to be menavel her, to disgrace her by uncovering her head and destroying her hair and tearing her clothing. He gilsa es atzma lavera. She exposed herself by standing by the entrance of houses and by the crossroads, street corners, and she was acting in a non-snua way in order to be machshel people. Samakom gila aleha. So the Torah exposes her averos, that she's going to be the source of curse for everyone else, and everyone's going to see her disgrace. Beyerech ischila ba'avera. It's with her thighs that the avera begins tchila. Vacharka chabeten, and then with her belly. Leficha tilka hayerech tchila vacharka chabeten. And therefore, when she suffers her punishment, it starts with the thighs and then goes to the beten. Shar kolagof lo palat, and the rest of the body is also does not escape the punishment. Her entire body is involved in the aver. Her entire body is involved in the punishment. So, main point: the Mishnah identifies the mida keneged mida of the sota being exposed publicly, and exactly how she implodes is also mida keneged mida. Amar Rav Yosef, avgav de mida b'teila. Even though a certain mida, certain onesh may be batel, because let's say, for example, we don't have dalin misos anymore, b'mida lo batel. Something like it is not batel, meaning that would still exist. Amar Rav Yosef, v'chein tani Rav Chiya, miyom shechar b'esamekdash, apkish abatel Sanhedrin, even though we don't have a Sanhedrin anymore, after the Chorban Abayis, arba misos lo bitlu. The arba misos still exist. What do you mean, lo bitlu? V'batel, of course we don't do the dalin misos anymore. No. Eladin arba misos lo batlu. The din of dalin misos is not batel. Mishan is chayiv skila. For example, if a person is chayiv skila, so bidei shamayim, what's going to happen to him is, o novel minagag, he'll either fall off a roof, which is similar to skila, o chayiv dorasto, or a beast will tear him apart, which is also similar to skila. O mishan is chayiv srefa. Mishan is chayiv srefa. If someone is chayiv srefa, o novel bitlek, he'll either fall into a fire, oh, nachash makisha, or he will be bitten by a snake. Mishan is chayev hariga, and someone who's chayev hereg, to be beheaded. Oh, nimsha the malchus, either he'll be given over to the malchus, and he will be beheaded that way. Oh, listen, bayin alav, or he'll be attacked by bandits, and they'll murder him that way. Mishan is chayev chanika, someone is chayev chenek. Oh, tovei benahar, will either drown in a river. Oh, meis bisaronki, or he'll die with some type of disease that chokes him to death. Tanya, hayy Rabbi Yomer, minayin shabmidash adam. How do I know that the way a person behaves, that's the way his punishment is going to be meted out? Shenemar b'sasa b'shalcha terivena. So we darshan b'sasa means the very same kli that you use to measure the sa'a that you sinned with. That's what it's going to be the source of your destruction. Ainli ela sa'a. So I would only know about a sa'a, which is a large measure, meaning that I only know that there's a mida connected mida when you do big averos. Minayin larabos, how do I know that mida connected mida exists even on smaller measures of avera? Tarkav, chatzi tarkav, kav, chatzi kav, rova, v'chatzi rova, toman, v'uchla, minayin. How do I know even smaller measures of avera? You also get punished mida connected mida. Tamalomar, ki chol sa'on so'en b'ra'ash. So Gemara darshins from the word sa'on, that mida sa'a is that the same as we do with mida sa'a, we do with every other mida as well. How do I know that every little pruta combines together to one big cheshbon, and you can never say, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mevater, a little aver here, a little aver there. No, it all adds up. Tam lomar, achas achas limtso cheshbon. That achas achas is limtso cheshbon, and that's schar tzadikim, and it's for onesh for reshaim. Sometimes they're not mekabel the schar or their onesh right away. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to wait till the schar builds up so that the tzadikim can get a tremendous reward. It's like if a person makes money, so you make a dollar today, so you can spend a dollar today and enjoy an ice cold drink or something, or you can slowly build up a dollar today and a dollar tomorrow and ultimately have something big, buy something substantial, go on a vacation, something like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, when a tzaddik does a mitzvah, he doesn't just immediately reward him, no, slowly will build up so that he can be rewarded in a very significant way. When a rasha does an aveira, he doesn't immediately punish him, he lets it build up until it becomes something significant. V'chein matzina besota, b'midah shamadda b'mad. And Soto was also handled mida keneged mida. He amdal pesach besa li ro slo she would stand by the door of her house so that people will see her. So the Kohen would stand by the Sharni Kanar and show her humiliation to everyone. He, Parsalo Sudarin, not in Al Rosha, she would wear these fancy kerchiefs on her head. So the Kohen uncovers her head and puts whatever head covering she had underneath her feet. He, Kishtalo Panah, she would decorate her face in order to look beautiful. Therefore, her face becomes greenish in complexion. She would put on this nice eye makeup. Therefore, her eyes bulge. She would make her hair nice and braided. That's why the Kohen would ruin her hair. She would make motions with her finger to motion to the man to come over to her. Therefore, her fingernails come off. He chagra lo betziltzul. She would, put on a nice belt or something to make herself look nice. Leficha koin maybe chevel amitzri. Therefore, he holds her clothing up with these disgusting rope. Vekoshela lamala bin midada and tie it above her breast to hold her clothing up. He pashtalo es yirecha. She spread her thighs so that the man could be boel her. Leficha chirecha nofela. So her thighs are going to fall. He kibalto al kresa. She accepted him to come upon her stomach. Leficha bitna. And therefore her stomach implodes. She would give the man to seduce him these delicious delicacies in order that he should like her. So her karban is an animal food. It's sa'orin. She would give him good wine and nice kosos. So the Kohen would give her bitter waters in a pottery kli. She did things secretly. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev B'Seser Elyon Samba Panim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, who dwells in secret, focuses his attention on her. Shenemar Ve'ein Noev Shomer Neshef Lemar Lo Sishureini Ayin. That there is no Kadosh Baruch Hu does not hide his eyes. He focuses on people who do such averus. Davar Acher He Asa B'Seser Makom Pirsim Abgaloi. Another way of understanding the Midah Keneged Midah, since she did something B'Seser, Hakadosh Baruch Hu publicizes it in an obvious way. Shenemar Tikasa Sinab Mishon Tigala Raso Bakal, that a person who covers up his maisim that are averos and he tries to cover it in darkness, does everything secretly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately going to be Megala that Ra'a Bakal, that everyone's going to recognize that this person is in fact a Rasha. So last main point over here, we went through how the Dalad Misos still happen on some level, and how each of the things that is sota, each of the problems, the details in the sota sin is dealt with mida keneged mida by the halacha of a sota. Okay, we'll stop there. And next time we'll pick up on daf tesa menal.